What this file does is it allows you to experience a real bondage situation and to feel it as though it were real. So, sit or lie down now and find a spot on the wall or ceiling to focus on. I need you to focus all your attention on this spot. Relax completely and concentrate entirely on the spot. Its color, its texture, the way the light displays it. Relax. Relax even more. Now I want you to concentrate on other occasions when you've gone into trance, into a nice, deep, and relaxing trance. Remember how lovely you felt and how deeply relaxed you were. Concentrate on how wonderful it felt last time when you were in a trance. And the more you think about it, the more you discover that you are going there right now. The mere thought of that trance brings on a new trance. Now take a deep breath and close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing totally as you do it, relaxing more and more. Your arms are getting heavy. Your legs are getting heavy. You breathe in deeply and slowly. A wonderful wave of relaxation travels up and down your body as you inhale and exhale. As you inhale, you feel it traveling all the way from your toes to your head. And as you exhale, you feel it traveling in the opposite direction. All the way up and down, up and down. Now open your eyes again and find the spot. Concentrate completely on the spot. Take a deep breath and relax completely. Relax even more. Now close your eyes again and feel how you immediately relax 20 times more. Complete relaxation. Your arms are getting heavier, your legs are getting heavier, and your entire body feels heavy and totally at peace now. Feel a warm sense of relaxation throughout your entire body and how you almost don't notice your body anymore. For every little sound you hear, every time you breathe, it all makes you go deeper and deeper. Open your eyes again and find the spot. Concentrate on the spot and relax completely. Relax even more. Breathe deeply. Relax more. Now close your eyes again and feel how the relaxation immediately gets 10 times as powerful and you start going deeper now. Allow my voice to reach deep into your mind. Deep into your mind to the place that has been listening to my voice all along and knows how to create a deep hypnotic trance. Let my voice reach into your mind, the place that has heard every word, felt every sensation, thought every thought alongside with me. Side by side as you allow my voice to float in and out of your awareness. Good. Allow this trance to be even deeper, more comfortable, and much more relaxing. Feel it. Float down. Deeper and deeper. Still deeper and deeper. Deeper than the last time you were hypnotized. Deeper than ever before. In a moment you will open your eyes at the count of three and focus on the spot. One, two, three. Open your eyes and look at the spot. Focus on the spot. Look at the spot and notice how relaxed your entire body is. Every muscle in your entire body is so relaxed now that it feels as if your body is not even there anymore. You are completely at peace with yourself, and now your eyelids are starting to get heavy. Heavier and heavier. Droopy, tired, and heavy. Heavier still. Much too heavy and tired to keep open any longer. much too heavy, droopy, and relaxed. Close your eyes now, if you haven't already done so, and go deeper still, deeper and deeper, deeper than you have ever been before, twice as deep as before. Right in front of you is a doorway. Your mind is at perfect peace and in a deep state of trance, and my voice, every word that I say, reaches deep into your subconscious and creates the effects for you that you wish and desire. Now approach the doorway, and when I count to three, pass through the doorway, and as you do so, notice how you go much deeper when you pass that doorway. Feel that as you pass through the doorway, you immediately relax completely and go deep, deep down. You go deep into a deep and comfortable trance when you pass the doorway, deep and peaceful. Ready? Go through the doorway now. 1, 2, 3. Good. Notice how you immediately start going even deeper. In this state of awareness, this deep trance, every sound you hear will only make you relax even more and go deeper and deeper. There is no bottom limit. Just keep going further and further down, deeper and deeper. Now, while you continue to go deeper, I want you to experience something. First of all, I want you to experience how good you feel right now. You're in a pleasant, deep state of trance. Your body is at rest and you feel great. As a matter of fact, you feel more than great. Because somewhere in your mind you are feeling very aroused right now, aren't you? Yes, very aroused and expectant of what is to come. I'm going to tell you a story right now, and you will feel the story with all your senses and your whole body and mind. Everything I tell you from now on will feel totally real, as though you are experiencing it yourself, as it is told to you. Are you ready? Good. Imagine that you have agreed to do some bondage play with another person. A man that you have met on the internet. You don't know this person very well, but you have total confidence in him, and you have decided to trust him. You know he can be trusted, and you feel safe. You have agreed on a safe word and a safe gesture, so you can stop at any time you like. You are wearing bra and panties only. He is fully dressed, completely in black. He starts by cuffing your hands behind your back and cuffing your feet together too. You feel very aroused already. Your breath is beginning to deepen as you hear the locks click into place, feel the steel bands around your arms and ankles, and smell his body. He moves very close in on you, holding you tight, feeling you up. His hands touch your breasts and you gasp with expectation. He grabs your ass with both hands and fondles your buttocks. You feel very horny now and rub against him with all your might. You feel his cock with your hips and thighs. And you are getting more and more horny by the second. Your moisture is starting to make your pants wet now. You think he wants to kiss you. So you open your mouth and close your eyes. But instead he puts your ball gag into your mouth and deftly locks it into place around your neck. This only makes you twice as hot as you were already. He then takes a big blindfold and wraps it around your head. Both your ears and eyes are covered. He quickly unfastens your bra and pulls your knickers down. You do not struggle while he briefly unlocks the cuffs to remove your garments completely. Suddenly he sticks two fingers up your pussy and is satisfied to find you very wet. You wince with excitement at the unexpected motion. He then tries to put one finger in your asshole to test that out, but you close it tightly so he cannot penetrate at this time. He then fits your pussy and ass with a special harness. You can only feel it, so you are not sure, but it feels like a tight G-string belt that goes around your waist and goes back to front below you. And it holds both a dildo or possibly vibrator for your cunt and a butt plug. The dildo has no trouble whatsoever penetrating your pussy. It slides home in loads of juice. You feel it now sliding into place as your pussy is quickly filled. It is quite a big dildo, and he quickly fastens it to the G-string going back to front on you. You gasp as he opens your labia and places something over your clit. It is also held in place by the G-string. You don't know what it is yet. Then he slides a butt plug up your ass, slowly so as not to harm you, and it is well lubricated. You feel it sliding slowly past your sphincter and further up. You have tried some butt plugs in your time, but never one as big as this one. Once its thickest part is past your sphincter, there is no chance of you losing that one. But even so, he lets the G-string hold that too. He tells you to sit down on his lap now. You sit down gingerly, so as not to sit directly on the butt plug. It is difficult, but also extremely arousing. You smell his sweat and tobacco breath close now. You feel the plug going an extra inch up into you, and your thighs are quite slick with juice where they meet. You're handcuffed, but your legs are free. He now puts thick stockings on both of your legs. You know that they're made of latex, and they feel great, pressing your legs into a slender shape. They stop almost at your crotch. You feel the stockings right now, squeezing your legs into shape, and you smell the latex too, a smell you absolutely adore, and it makes you wild. You gasp with expectation and excitement. For the finishing touch, he puts some shoes on you over the stockings. As far as you can tell, they are very high-heeled. All this time, he never says a word. He handles you great and is never rough. He then wraps a corset around you tightly. You wonder about the material for a while, until the insides of your arms touch it. Then you know that this, too, is made of latex, reinforced and very tight. The corset does not confine your breasts, but starts right below them and squeezes your body into a perfect hourglass shape. He attaches the stockings to the corset, and then he slips tight latex panties on you. Nobody who saw you now would know that you had two giant cocks in you right now. You feel them inside you. They are there all the time, and they make you feel great. So sexy. The latex is starting to make you hot too, in more ways than one. You're starting to feel very hot and very confined. He locks your feet into a spreader bar that forces your feet apart all the time. Next, he uncuffs your hands briefly and puts full-length rubber gloves on you. They are very tight and make your hands tingle. He then locks the cuffs back in place again. Next, he removes the blindfold and you have a brief look at yourself, and you feel so hot at the side of your body, almost encased completely in black, shiny rubber. You shiver with lust and you feel your pussy going even wetter and softer. But quickly, you are blinded again, because now he pulls a black rubber mask over your head instead of the blindfold. It is very tight, and the only holes in it are for your nostrils. The gag is left in place inside the mask. He puts a wide posture collar over the ending of the mask on your neck, so the mask is completely fastened to your head. He then lifts you, gently but firmly, out to the middle of the floor. When he puts you down again, you notice that you were right. The heels on your shoes are excruciatingly high. They must be at least 5 or 6 inches or more. Your feet are kept apart by the spread of R, and your hands are cuffed behind your back. He puts one more cuff on at your elbows, and your arms are locked together. You now feel him fastening a rope or something to your hands, and you feel your hands being lifted upwards towards a pulley in the ceiling, forcing you to bend forward and down to reduce the pain. It's not a comfortable position. Your hands and arms are held upwards at an awkward angle, and you can't move at all, save little swaying from side to side, which does nothing for you. But you are so hot now. Your breath is coming in sharp gasps, and your nipples are completely taut and hard. Your ass is throbbing against the plug, and you feel so sweaty, so horny. You feel so good right now, so subdued, so helpless, and so good. Then he fastens tight nipple clamps on you, and you wince with pain and excitement as the clamps are released to press tightly on your nipples. You moan through your gag and mask. The pain feels so good, so nice. And then you feel it. Feel an electric current. At first, just a dull feeling that you're not even sure of. Then gradually stronger and stronger in your tits and in your pussy. A strong current making you wail. And then it stops. And as it stops, suddenly the thing that he placed over your clit comes to life and starts vibrating intensely. Your whole body shoots upward from the unexpected vibrations. It feels so good, so horny, and you realize it must be a tiny vibrator, sort of a butterfly vibrator that he has placed in your crotch. Then both plugs come to life too. The butt plug vibrates intensely, and the vibrator in your cunt not only vibrates, but also flexes back and forth, too. The pleasure is so intense, and has been building up for so long, that you are seconds away from coming, and your whole body thrashes in its binds. But then the vibrations stop, and you feel an intense electric shock surging in your pussy and your nipples instead, and you wail with pain. Any remnants of the orgasm are chased completely off. And then the power is switched off and you moan, partly in discomfort, partly roused. Roused beyond anything you have ever felt before. Who gave you permission to come? He asks. You babble uncontrollably into the gag and nothing comes out that anybody could understand anyway. Now follows a long period, you don't know quite how long, could be hours, where you are constantly brought to the very brink of orgasm by the vibrators, only to be stopped almost in mid-orgasm by an electric shock. Sometimes the shocks themselves are soft, and only do theirs to stimulate you even further. At the end of the period, he tells you that now you may come if you still want to. You moan loudly into the gag and do your best to nod your head so he can see it. He teases you at first, giving you shocks and saying that he can't hear if you want to come or not. You are so horny and very, very desperate. Finally, he stops teasing and first lets the butt plug and the dildo vibrate full speed. Then he also switches on the butterfly vibrator and instantly you start to come. Now! You come in a great big orgasm, as big as you have ever had, and you come. It is so great, and your head goes almost completely blank, while every bit of your body convulses in total orgasmic pleasure. You come, and you come, and you continue to come. Finally, after what seems like ages, and a complete meltdown of your brain, your orgasms slowly subside. And you are spent. Completely spent. You hang absolutely limp in your bonds and feel no pain. Quickly, he unfastens the bonds and proceeds to undress you, takes out the plugs and harnesses and kisses you gently as he puts you to bed. He kisses you one last time and says you are great, and then he lets himself out. And you lie back in bed now, completely satisfied, very grateful and happy right now. You remember all the sensations of the bondage so vividly. It fills you with a new horniness to think about them again. They seem so real, so vivid. You can almost feel it all starting again. You are too tired. Now it is time. Time to wake back up and leave this lovely session. But you can return any time you like, and each time you return, it will seem twice as real as the time before. It will seem more real, almost, than real bondage. And every time you listen to this track, it will be even easier for you to feel the experiences and experience the complete orgasms. But now you must wake up. I will count from 1 to 5, and with each number I say, you will become a little more awake, so that only when I reach the number 5, you are completely awake and will open your eyes, awake and feeling great, better than you did before the hypnosis. Should you want to go to sleep after I wake you, you will fall into sleep at once and have a good night's sleep. Otherwise, you will wake up and feel absolutely great. When you wake up, you will remember all the sensations that you felt while in trance. You will immediately sit down and write me an email describing how it felt. They will seem perfectly real to you. But now you must start to wake up. 1. You are starting to wake up now. 2. More and more. 3. You are gradually becoming more and more awake. 4. Almost completely awake now. 5. Wake up feeling fresh and well, feeling absolutely wonderful.